Today, May 14th, is the feast day of St. Matthias, the one chosen to replace Judas. Now, Matthias is only mentioned once in the entire New Testament, and that is after the Lord's ascension. As the apostles were praying, St. Peter said, "We must replace Judas and get back to the number 12. After Judas's death, the apostles numbered 11. And there's no evidence that the Lord told them to do this, but this was the Holy Spirit working through the first pope, St. Peter, to inspire him, that they had to come back to that number 12, which was very important because there were the 12 tribes of Israel, and now with the Lord's church, there must be these 12 apostles. And so they decided to choose someone. And St. Peter said that the qualification had to be somebody who was a very early disciple of Christ. Somebody, Peter says, who has been with us the whole time that the Lord was traveling with us from the time that he was baptized in the Jordan and to the time he was taken up in the ascension. And he had to be a witness of the resurrected Christ. He had to be a witness of the Lord's resurrection, since that was the key to apostolic preaching. Now, out of all of these hundreds of people that were following Christ at this time, there were only two that qualified. One was St. Matthias. The other was called Joseph the Just, or Joseph Barsabbas. And they decided to leave it up to God. It's an ancient Jewish custom to draw lots. You see this in the Old Testament with Jonah and others. So they decided to draw lots. And they prayed, "Lord, who have you chosen?" See, that's the importance to realize that to be to be a priest or to be a religious sister, it's not our choice, it's God's choice. God chooses us to do this. And so they prayed, "Lord, which one have you chosen?" Not which one did they think would be the best candidate. It's, "Lord, which one did you choose?" And so they prayed about this. And the lot, it says, fell to Matthias, and he was numbered among the apostles. So again, it's a very beautiful passage of how this man was chosen to be one of the early bishops of the Catholic Church. Now, tradition also tells us that he was one of the 72 disciples that the Lord had sent out to evangelize. We don't know a whole lot about the rest of his life, even though some of the ancient writers do tell us that he evangelized in Judea and Cappadocia and along the Caspian Sea. We know that he was martyred either by crucifixion or by being beheaded. And it was St. Helena who brought his relics back from Jerusalem to Rome. She was the mother of Constantine. Before his call to become an apostle, he was a carpenter. So along with St. Joseph, he's the patron saint of carpenters. So I think what we see in today's feast day of St. Matthew, first of all, is the apostolic succession. That when, of course, Judas died, they replaced him. When Peter died, the first pope, they elected the next pope. And now we have Pope Benedict, 265 popes later. So we see from today's gospel that the church is one holy, Catholic, and apostolic. Apostolic means that we did not begin in the 1500s or 1800s. The church began 2,000 years ago with Christ, who established his Catholic Church upon Peter and the apostles. We see that clearly in today's gospel, that Peter was the leader. Peter was the first pope. And also, I think the last thing we could see from today's gospel is the importance of prayer, importance of praying for vocations, especially for good and holy bishops to lead our country. They say, as the shepherds go, so go the sheep. As the bishops go, so goes the church. So obviously, we need very strong, pro-life, Eucharistic, Marian bishops that are devoted to the Holy Father and That's what we should be praying for, because today's gospel shows the election of one of the first bishops. So we should be praying for good and holy, strong bishops to lead our country and to lead the church throughout the world. So I'll give you a blessing now through the intercession with this relic of Saint Matthias. Through the intercession of Saint Matthias, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.